What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Jazzcast Pros.
Welcome back to the Beauty Boss Millionaire Podcast with daily on-the-go episodes packed with testimonies and business tips to help you create financial freedom through entrepreneurship. Hosted by the owner of Fricasse Lashes and the Blow Dry Lounge, the Beauty Boss Millionaire herself, Felicia Fricasse.
Welcome back to the Beauty Boss Millionaire. I'm your host, Felicia Fricasse. The objective of this episode is to help entrepreneurs identify their comfort zone and how to get out of that, you know, how to really get yourself out of the comfort zone, because we all have one. A comfort zone is a psychological state in which things feel familiar to a person and they are at ease, they feel good, they feel comfortable, and they feel like they're in control of their environment. And they're also typically experiencing very low levels of anxiety or stress. Now, I like the way the Oxford Dictionary breaks it down. It actually defines this comfort zone as a situation where one feels at ease or safe, but it also can be a settled method of working that requires little effort and yields only barely acceptable results. Basically, your whole life, you've been told stay within your comfort zone, or at the gym, you know, oh, that's not my comfort. I hear people all the time use this. Oh, that's outside of my comfort zone. I'm like, okay, well, we need to get you past whatever the zone is of comfort that you have, because true entrepreneurs are going to be pushing boundaries. And you being an entrepreneur listening to this, you're going to be pushing your boundaries at all times. And a lot of people get stuck within their comfort zone because it's rooted in fear. Now, we can all identify situations where we feel safe or at ease, but let's talk about why being stuck in your comfort zone can be very dangerous. It can be a very dangerous place because it prevents you from improving. It stops you from achieving all of the things that you are really capable of. And being stuck in your comfort zone over time can just make you miserable and can make your business not grow. So I really want you to leave your comfort zone and enter into your growth zone. It requires some level of self-awareness. You need to be aware of what makes you uncomfortable. Write these things down and then find out why does it scare you and what you can do to work yourself around it, so when it happens, you can actually push through it and not retreat back to your comfort zone. Because I want you to grow. And the whole point of entrepreneurship is to grow. And there's been so many times where I've been like, this is so scary. I hope this works out. And, you know, a lot of times entrepreneurs say, well, what if this doesn't work? And I don't know if I can do this. Oh, but what if you fly? What if you make it? What if things work out? You've now passed that zone of comfort. If your dreams don't scare you, then you're not dreaming big enough. So there should be some sense of fear as you're growing, but you shouldn't stay stuck and paralyzed in a state of fear, mentally or physically. I even had people that were in fear of growing too big. There's nothing wrong with growing too big as long as you develop a strong, solid foundation and you have solid people to help you grow, because obviously you can't be in all these places at once. And that's how I've kind of done it. I've never been scared to grow. There's times where I got nervous about it, but there wasn't ever a time where I said, I'm going to stop. I can't do anymore. No, I've always pushed myself to the limit. I've always been a risk taker, and I've always, thank God, been blessed to kept everything going. I don't really walk around with fear. Some people may not be so spiritual, but I have to just be honest and be my authentic self and tell my truth, which is I am bold and I am led by God. I like to think I am anyways. There's times where I'm like, okay, maybe that wasn't God. Maybe that was my own little thoughts. But for the most part, there should be a level of wisdom that directs and leads you to your next opportunity or to your next venture. Intentionally leaving the comfort zone goes hand in hand with developing a growth mindset. And comfort zones require for you to be resilient. Maybe take a moment to just write down those things that are comfortable for you and those things that you are scared of. Write them down so you can have them and visualize them. And then each one, go down the list one by one, really start to attack in and start maybe even making a daily routine, which we're going to get into next, on how to push yourself outside of those comfort zones. And sometimes you can kind of sneak it into your daily routine. Stay tuned, because up next, we're going to talk about how to create new good habits. We've always heard habits are bad, but in business, Some habits are necessary to function. You're enjoying Beauty Boss Millionaire. Also, if these are really helpful, please review, rate, and share, or just send the link to someone who may need this free business help. See you next time.